point. As I told you already yesterday, the Beis Meir is of the view that if I am going to have something in mind to take out a knot immediately, not only is it ineffective if the way of the world is to have it there forever, I'd be chayev. That's the answer to the question of the Prima Gadim, why can't you have in mind to tie a tzitzis for less than 24 hours? But even if it's what's called Zman Beinoni, it's there for, not permanent, but more than a day or a week, even there, having in mind to take it out within a day will be not effective. It's going to be awesome at the Rabbanu. What's his right? He quotes a tour. The tour says in Shinya Zayin Sef Aleph that the case described in the Gemara Mesech the Shabbos of Kuf Nun Zayin, is a matir, a kshira, for the purpose of a mitzvah, is referring to a case where were it not for the mitzvah, would have been prohibited by the Rabbanon, because it was there for longer than 24 hours or a week, as the case may be. Frek the Beis Meir, what's the problem? What kind of head does this shem mitzvah? No, just do it al das, latir bo bayom, b'ofen shemutzah l'chatchila. What's the problem? We already pointed out, we're talking about a galila for a sefer Torah. We only matel the shorach mitzvah, there's no alternative. It's an easy alternative. Have a mind, take it out immediately. Elevade haborur, the lav v'dat otalya milsa klal. Okay? Any knot that's not normally taken out right away, it's called, if it's forever, it's in devash al kayama. And having to do it for that day won't help you. And so too, if it's not biyomo, if you're not sort of forced to take it out that within 24 hours, it's potter avalasa, even though he intends to take it about biyom. And that's why you need a heter of gemi over there in the Kufnun Zion. So it shouldn't stand by itself. A whole story. It's the first paragraph I wanted to read to you. And so I should use Zion Aleph. You can look it up at your 15. It's fine. Let's now begin, Rabosai, to discuss the following situation. We were discussing a few excerpts from this beautiful sefer called Halichot Shabbos. Halichot Shabbos is a very nice sefer. It talks about kosher and matir and tofer and korea. It's the whole sefer, just on these two sets of twin melachas. I'm going to read you a number of the highlights. I'll try to read it to you and see if you can... you want to look inside a little bit later on, try to give you certain occurrence of some of these things. Okay. He writes as follows. The kesher ha'osu l'shimush ha'kli mutu l'shtamish b'kesher v'shabbos sh'en ha'choshev malocha elo shimush. Rabbi said, this is what we spoke about at the end of the shiur yesterday. Someone says, a door. How can you not open the door and close the door on Shabbos? Why is it bona and soser? You close it, your bona, you open it, your soser. The answer is, that's called shimush. That's called usage. Not called creating. You're not creating a door. You're just using the door. This is a principle which applies in many areas of this halacha of kosher as well. Those who have a Magen Avraham, a regular Shulchan Aruch, should please open up, those who have it. The Magen Avraham and Siman Shin Yud Zayin Siv Katan Yud Aleph. Again, those who have. If not, you open the Mishnah Berurah, you'll probably find the same thing in the same spot. Shin Yud Zayin and Magen Avraham Siv Katan Yud Aleph is referring to Siv Gimel. What does it say over there? This is the Gemara yesterday to see in Daf Mem Ches. The Mechaber says Matimin Beis Hatzava Mikesha Shekshoro Koveis Shenekesh Shul Kayama Abel Ein Poschen Oslo Mechodosh Temetakein Monu. Okay, this we learned. Sugim Memches. I feel like for Niftach, Rakshachozer, Haumo, and Uksharo, O Tforo, Biyachad, Kiderach, Shaum, Nimosim. You did a specialized type of knot or sewing the way the specialists, the garment workers do it. That's considered as if it went back to its original status quo, as if there's no opening whatsoever, and it may not be opened. Says the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham. Says as follows. He says, and at the end, im ein rogi lahatir akesh shel aksonas alim shabbos to shabbos also. So writes the Magen Avraham. that would be considered to be awesome. Those are the Mishnah Berurah. Let's open Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Chav Gimel, please. Does everyone have a Mishnah Berurah? Please, everyone should really have a Mishnah Berurah every single day. That's very, very important. Otherwise, it's hard to show you inside. Sif Katan Chav Gimel, and quotes the Mogan of Rama verbatim. And a Rogel Lahatir Akesh Shoksonis, Alamit Shabbos, Shabbos, also Lenatek, Kimosha also Lahatir. That's what we spoke about yesterday, the Marashal. But you certainly cannot undo it. As a matter of fact, the quotes over here from the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe, those who want to look it up, this is Simon Shin Yud Dalet Siv Chof Aleph. He's Matir Leposchon Lusogwan Todir. We're not exactly sure what the Shir is, but he makes reference to Simon Shin Yud Dalet Siv Yutes. And there he writes, Eino also the Kiyam Klal El Amanas Lasiro Bi Shabbos. And it makes reference to what we spoke about yesterday, Rabosai, the oven. They put some plaster over the oven, and the presumption is that they would take it out within 24 hours. This is, of course, a very strict view, which requires it to be taken out within 24 hours. That's not everyone agrees to that, but there are some poskim who have that stricture. Not coming from soil shakers. Spoke about that yesterday. The Magen Avraham is Mekel, doesn't say anything about within 24 hours. Other poskim, going back to the original sources, suggest it should be 24 hours. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, it's interesting. What will happen if you have a kesher on a bag which has food in it? Who can think of a case where there's a knot tied on top of food? Bread? With a knot? I've never seen that. I've never seen it. I'm saying that's true. Bakery. The bakery has cake, and they tie a knot. No, he'll go buy a cake. Now, what I try to do is just slide it off. You just pull hard enough, it slides off. So you can't. They did such a good job. You just can't slide it off. What's it in? Huh? Ripped. Not a bag, it's a box. Yeah, you have these white, you ever see this white, you go to the bag, they have a white box. Yeah, there's a string. I'm talking about, and they tie a knot. They tie a darn tight knot. It's probably the double knot, you just can't get it out. I try to slide it. Let's say I can't slide it, I pull, just can't get it past the corner.
Can you cut the string in a different part?
Oh, so that's what I have to talk about. What do you do? This could happen to you, no? I'm asking you a question, just for my curiosity. Can you slide it? You ever try sliding it off?
Yeah.
It usually works, right? I think, you have to bend the box in a little bit, or smush the icing a little bit. Okay, but so what? It's good, it's worth it, it's worth doing. But let's say you couldn't. All be the din. He writes about it over here, Rabbi Osai, in this beautiful Sefer, on Hilchos Kosher. I read what he says. Good to see what people say about these things. He says like this, Mutu lahatir akesher. It's permissible to untie the knot to get the contents out, even if it's been there for a long time. Let's say I bought a cake on Wednesday, right? The Erev Rosh Hashanah. And I go through one cake, another. Now it's Shabbos Shalashunas. It's been there for, we know, at least 3 days. That's for sure. Could be even longer than that. So he suggests it's permissible. Why? It's a Mefurish Gemara. I'm also open the Shas, please. Kuf Mem Vav Amad Aleph. I won't say please open the Gemara if you don't mind. Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. That's the Gemara for Reshus. Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. What does the Gemara say over here? Chol Solol Shel Grogos Shel Tzmorin. Matir Umafkia V'Chotech. There it is, Beferish. You can untie the knot. This is exactly the same case that he is describing. So he claims. It's exactly the same case. What's Chos Solos? What's Rashi saying Chos Solos? Obien Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Kli Shel Kapos Tamorim V'Osin Kimin Salim V'Nosin Nesochan Tamorim Roim L'Special. Takes a long time. We think these dates are going to ripen in 24 hours. Come on. It takes more than that. So even though it's there for more than 24 hours, it would be permissible. Why? So there are a number of explanations. The Chazon Ish has his unique explanation. Chazon Ish says, if you are destroying something, and your whole purpose is to take out something which is in the way of the food, that's not called a malacha at all. That's called, you're taking it out. There's no shame malacha on it. Keep that in mind. That's the Chazon Ish. We'll see later whether everyone agrees or disagrees with his very fascinating interpretation. But that's what he says. That's what he says. Fine. There is an explanation which he suggests over here. He has two sifkot. This is Tzadi Ches, he quotes a Chazon Ish. And the Tzadi Tes, Chol Solos, what's the head of Chol Solos? He says like this, the Chol Solos are going to be, it's for one-time use. It's used to store these dates. And when the dates are ripe, you smash that wicker basket, if whatever you want to call it, untie it or smash as the case may be, and throw it in the garbage. So therefore, the basket and the knot thereon are considered secondary to the contents therein. As opposed to a situation, he writes, we're going to reuse the container. It's not necessarily going to be butel to its contents. Okay.
So when you reuse the container, or the container with the string?
If you reuse the container, it's a problem, he suggests.
You mean without the string? Let's say with cake, the box of cake, you're not putting the string back.
The string would presumably, the string would be okay. The string would presumably be okay. Now hold on a second, let me read what he says. No, he says, you're asking a good question. He asks us to take off the kesher. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, that's what he means. He's suggesting you're going to reuse the kesher. So it appear. So it appear from his expression. You're going to reuse the kesher. So it appear. Otherwise, it's in. Oh. Now, Rabosai, listen very carefully. In here in Shin Yud Zayin, Rabosai, in Sif Chaf Aleph, what happened over there? Quotes the Gemara. Anaf Mem Ches. We saw the Gemara before a few times. Matirin beis hatzaver mikesh shekshara koves she'ena shekayam kesh shekayama mishter bruch of aleph she'ena os l'skayim rak ad shikachena balabayis levesa yud beis levush. It's against the taz who requires within 24 hours. So here he quotes the expression of the levush a little more. Quote shlokshara akoves shiskayim zman rav. That word zman rav is not found in the mishter bruch. It is found in the levush. Here's a problem. He didn't put the Mishnah Berurah left out the word Zman Rav. He didn't consider Zman Rav to be relevant. As long as it's going to be taken out by the Balabas when he buys it, or takes it home, right? That's good enough. However, it's not so poshut. Maybe it should be Zman Rav. Many cases that we have, it's done a long, long time. It's a Zman Rav. He has a footnote over here. Kuv Beis. In Dakal Zman Meruba. Kagon. Machol Hanimka Le'itim Rechokos. What does that mean? Hanimka Le'itim Rechokos. What kind of expression is that? It means it has a very long shelf life. Right? And you can keep it on. You can keep it in your house. Or keep it on the shelf. For months. It's true. There are many things like that. You go into a store. It's been, you look at the expiration date, you can figure out it's been there already for 2 months before you bought it. And he says, ideally we should not untie the kesher, because perhaps it's considered to be Zman Rav, even though it's meant that the person should take it out as soon as he buys it. Yeah, but it's been on the shelf for 2 months until he buys it. That's what he's suggesting. And he's not sure. He's suggesting it. Perhaps it's a chum. So now, Rabosai, we have to turn to the Hagos Mordechai that I mentioned to you yesterday. That's in Tof Nun Zayin. Please turn. Please open up. And we have to learn what the Rishonim will say about these very important matters. Tof Nun Zayin. If you don't mind. Tof Nun Zayin. Look inside. See what it says. Tov Nun Zayin. It's going on the Gemara Daf Mem Ches. In my edition, it's page Mem. It's a Gos Mordechai Perek Mem Atonin, the first one. Matir Beis Atzava. Riva Pirish. Listen very carefully. Riva understood. Beis Atzava. Shemiskasher Bishas Kvisoson. Matiri. If it's just tied, it's okay. Avalim Hoya Tofer P Beis Atzava. If it's sewn. O Kemoshe Mad Bedapkin Haratzonim. Zuk Shal Minol. They would somehow tie. How would you say? Glue together. The shoemakers, a pair of shoes. Also, the napkin zemizeh. What's the difference? Shalom atzinu chiluk ben tfira shel kayama the tfira shen shel kayama for Raf Yabiyadi. Ad kan l'shom. In other words, you cannot necessarily compare kosher to tofer, and therefore matir to korea. What's the loveness of the riva? So we spoke about this at the very beginning of the year. At kosher, you're not really doing anything. Two separate items are now connected. So you connect it, you disconnect it. It's not connected for a long time, it's nothing. But over here, you're not just connecting two items. You're fusing them into one item. You sew a garment. Someone sewed this shirt. Started off with a million different threads and made it into one shirt. And there are a million threads which are connected to each other. No, it's a shirt. They lost their original identities. They assumed a new identity. So if it's tefillah, it's a new identity. Then even if you had in mind to undo it shortly thereafter, perhaps it would be prohibited. This is if Riva thinks it may in fact be prohibited. That's the opinion of the Riva. And who disagrees? Rabbeinu Yoel Matir, Afilu B'Tfira, Hol V'Lav L'Skayim Oven, V'Chein Aminu B'Perek Klal Godol, L'Kamen Perek Klal Godol. Where? What? Doesn't say where. What does it say in your version? You have my version? Just give it a source. What does it say? Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Where? What? Who? I think it's the wrong page. I think you're right. I think it's a typo. I think either a typo or they have it. I think it's Ayin Dalel Amud Beis. We'll come to it. V'chein Kosev Rav Yo. Not surprised. Who is the Rav Yo? What does Rav Yo stand for? Rabbeinu Eliezer Ben Yoel Halevi. Rabbeinu Yoel is his father. Not surprising that the Rav Yo held like his father. Rav Yo's Mekel, and his son the Rav Yo's Mekel. Mishum Rashbam. Umeforesh zeh chibur aposech v'chulei, ayein tocha amud. It seems to be a machlokas, how do we understand the Gemara, Mesech the Shabbos, daf memches of zeh chibur, ayein tocha amud. What do you mean, ayein tocha amud? What kind of expression is that? This is a Hagos Mordechai, Rav Osai. What's a Hagos Mordechai? It's Haggah on the Mordechai proper. So let's turn back to the Mordechai proper in Perek Mem Atonin and see what it says. Okay, turn back to the Mordechai proper. Here it is. Daf Memches. You'll find Memches is Simen Shin Chof. Beis, I believe it is. Shinchav Beis. Zu Chibur. That's the Gemara. Pirish. Haposeach Beis HaTzavar. That's what's the problem. Vizu Megufa Sachavis. Eino Chibur. Okay. Sharei is a key word. In our page, it's page Tez Zayin on top. Linotel Omedes. V'chein Pirish Rashi. Rashi is a mekel. Rashi holds like the Rabbeinu Yoel. Umikanesh lochiach shemutol listor stimas piatana shesosu me'erev Shabbos. You can, we said before, you can smash that plaster covering over the cholent oven that they put on Friday. And he compares it to a gemara daf kuf mem vav, and that's what he says. He says he's mekel in this question. Whereas others have apparently a stricter view. V'chein Pirish Rashi, look at Bigdei Yesha, Lafukim v'Pirish Ra'om, L'Kamon v'Hagos. The Ra'om has a different pshat. Who's the Ra'om? Usually Ra'om means Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. That's what it usually means. But what does it mean, L'Kamon v'Hagos? Where the Hagos? We just saw the Hagos. The Hagos on Perek HaMetomnin. We didn't see any Ra'om. Am I correct? It's another one. The one I asked you to see before. Now Hagos Mordechai Perek Klal Godol. Tiktek Ra'om. Okay? So he's saying over here.
There's a Ra'im on
where?
Later on that same
dot. Oh, yeah? In the Hagos or in the regular Mordechai? Let's go back to the Hagos. Thank you for correcting me. Hagos Mordechai.
He explained the whole Gemara dot.
Tof Nun Zayin. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. Okay? Oh! Ze Eino Chibur. Thank you so much. It's right here. Ze Eino Chibur. Pirish Rashi, Megufa Zachavis. Hiksha Baruch Mi Magenza, Mashma, Im Hoya Chibur, Hoya Asr. Fakosha. Dominina Kaman Beperek, Kola Kalim. Ain Binya Bekalim. And ain Stira Bekalim. Pirish Ra'am. Thank you. Here's the Ra'am. Ze Chibur. Fakert. Pirish Megufa Zachavis. That is a Chibur. What does that mean? Hov and Nigma Malachto. Vafilu Miatis Rosha. Ein binyan bekelim, the ein chayav mishemaka bepatish, ki kvar nigmar malachto, uposeach eno chibur, shadayin lo nigmar malachto, shetzorach liftoach beis hatzavach, sheposeach ugomar malachto, v'chayav mishemaka bepatish. He flipped the pshat completely in the Gemara, exactly opposite. Which is a chibur, which is not a chibur. Right? That's exactly the machlokas between Rashi and the Ra'am, which has tremendous nafkaminas over here as well. Is there a heter in a situation of tefirah, quote, Eina Shel Kayama? Yeah.
What is that? Rashi's not talking about tefirah Shel Kayama. Wait, you're saying because Rashi says, I really not the Lomedes?
Right, that's the key word, the not the Lomedes. So if the not the Lomedes means that...
He's not saying that that's why it's not mutter because it's the not the Lomedes, it's Eina Kibur because of the not the Lomedes, and that's why it's not Makhav Epatim.
Right.
That has nothing to do with Kayama, does it?
Well, that's a good question. So in order to answer this question, thank you. All your questions are very penetrating questions. We have to analyze them very carefully to see what the story is. Okay. So before we go any further, there is a prima garden, which is highly questionable. And I'm going to like to read you because I like this new form. This is the Sefer on Matir. This is Koshin. I'm going to turn to his beautiful work on Matir, a few pages later. And here, those who want to look it up later on, in Sivkotin Lamed Zayin, takes up a whole page, he quotes the Gemara Kuf Mem Vav, the Prima Gadim says, Chosolos is a Kli Garua. It's a Shvacha Kli. Ke'ein Mustaki. Anyone know where the word Mustaki is found? Who knows where Mustaki is found? No, never heard of it? Never heard of it? I don't blame you. It's not in Masechta Shabbos. You couldn't finish the whole Masechta. It's not come across the word. The word Mustaki is found in Masechta Beitza on Aflamed Gimel Lamed Beis. In a discussion of the Gemara, which is quoted over here on Daf Kuf Mem Vav. If you take a look over here in Tosis Kuf Mem Vav, Dir Maslo Shover. Everyone look inside. Kuf Mem Vav Shover. The top Tosis. Come on out. Halfway on the narrow lines, quotes Lamed Gimel Beis and Beitza, Mustaki. What's it mean, Mustaki? Pirush Rashi, Chavas Shavuro Medapkin Shvareh B'Sraf Shel Eitz She'os Mimenu Zevesh V'Koren Resin. What's resin? Gum, I think. Right? It's sticky and gummy. This thing is falling to pieces. It's a very shvacha barrel. That kind of a barrel, you'll let it break. Okay. The Prima Gadim says Chotolos is like made from resin. Rav Moshe quotes in his very famous tshuva about opening cans on Shabbos. We're not up to that now. Why? Because we're not learning Bona Vesosa. Cans is no Korea. There's no chiyuv of Korea on hard stuff, only on soft stuff. So it's often the Yerushalmi. It has to be soft for the Yisra Korea. We'll come to that as we go. But it's relevant insofar as Rav Moshe says Prima Gadim is incorrect. Chotolos don't have to be Shvacha Maisis made with resin, and it doesn't matter how strong it is, since it's only used once, it's bottle to its content. And they compare it to a nut. You gotta cut a walnut. Walnut is very, very hard. You're allowed to cut it, break it, because the walnut is butthole to its content. So it appears. And therefore, Rav Osai, these halachas are extremely relevant. Let's take a look over here in Siman Shin Yud Dalet in Mishnah Berurah. Shin Yud Dalet, please turn to Shin Yud Dalet. Shin Yud Dalet. Sif Ches, Chosolos, let's read together. Chosolos Shel Tmorah Megrogus. Im Akisui Koshel Bechevel, Matir Vesose, Sharshu Zachevel, Bechot Erafil Besakim. I feel the Gubba Shel Chosolos. Shekozek Moshe Shover, Agoz, Moshkedim, Elite Alokha Shebehem. It's no problem. So the Mishnah Berurah writes Lamed Ches, we saw before in Rashi, made from Kapas Tmorah, so the Tmorah Roim should be in this Mashal. Im Akisui, Lamates, Be'emes kol haidina hainohach de Siv Zayin. It's the same as Siv Zayin. What did it say in Siv Zayin? In Siv Zayin is a whole discussion of what in fact is permissible and what is not permissible. In Siv Kot Lamed, what does it say? Chosama shel kelim kon sida teva migdol shakisi shalem kosher ben bechevel. Yochel atiro, okay. Beit Zalamin Aleph. Lam Sitkot Lamid. The Lav Kesha Shel Kayamahu. Why? Sherei Lahatir Tomid Huasui. Who wants to translate that to me? Lahatir Tomid Huas. What's the word Tomid mean? Translate the word Tomid. So whether those who say Tomid means every day, Nashel Kayamah, Tomid every day. We know that in our sugya, that's what it means. Rashi said, right? There are three levels. Kayamach, the raisa, forever, indefinite, permanent. Then is made for more than a day, b'pshuto, and made for a day. So some want to suggest this hat only applies if it's made for a day. The problem becomes, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Lamed, if you learn it that way, is contradicts Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes. Why? Because Lamed Ches says you're putting in tomorrow we're on this bash. That's a long-term thing. And Lamates says that Sif Ches is the same as Sif Zayin. Something has to give over here. Everyone follow me? There seems to be a problem. How to put Sif Kot and Lamed, Lamed Ches, and Lamates together. How does this all fit in? How does it all fit in? That's a question. So you get the impression of Osai that over here it doesn't mean that Tomid every single day. It means, Rav Osai, the head thereof, what we called before, l'shimush. L'shimush, Rav Osai. That's what the Mishnah Berurah means, I believe. The head thereof, l'shimush. Lav kesher shel kayama means, Rav Osai, it's used. That's discussing time over here. It's a question of that in order to use it, you have to take it out. You have to all the time, you have to, you know, Tired and untired. That's what he means over here. Not measuring on a watch, on a clock. The expression came from the Mogen Avraham. The lav kesher shel kayamahu. In the case of the Chosama Shebekele. He didn't mean measuring in time. He didn't use the words ene shel kayam. Those words were found in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mogen Avraham did not use those words. They came based upon a Rashi. In the Sechta Beitza, Taf Lamed Aleph Mid Beis. So much so that I want to show you something which is in this Sefer. This Sefer himself, Rav Osai. Listen very carefully. He has in Siman Gimel. It's in the back. It says Simonim. Siman Gimel. Sivkot and Beis. He makes the following comment. What's the nature of this head there? Of the Shimush. What's it all about? He says, the Melechus Chibur is Bikviyuso Vikiyumo L'Shem Chibur. Avlim Tachlis Asiyoso L'Shimush Ein Bo Shem Melecha. The Torah prohibited Torah, it's almost philosophy. Ha Torah Osra Torah V'Omo Melecha. V'lo ha'smodas hergel shimush. This sounds like almost poetry. The Torah prohibited what we call, they always said, creative work. That's how we were always taught as youngsters. Creative work is Mudakas Machshavas. This is simply use. Utilization. That's all. And he goes further than that. Look what he writes over here. When Rashi calls the Kesher Lav Shel Kayama, what does it mean? Lav Torah's Kesher Alav. Kemen Shakesher Mishamesh Kemino. It's like a lock. You unlock it, you lock it. The door, you open and close it. Venach Shiva Ki Yitzira V'chidush Maisa. You're not creating something new. For the chain, afim nishar kama yomim b'chiraso, harayhu mutter, da'dayin b'geder shimushu. Meiridik. That's what he's saying. And, Rabosai, what he says over here, that this halacha, you'll have to undo it, because it's considered to be shimush. And look what he says over here. It's called shimush. When is it shimush? Shematira on kederech. The normal way. That's when it comes to a string. If you cut the string, which is not the normal way, that may be prohibited, because that may be considered destruction or a malacha of sorts. Okay? However, a second. When it comes to Kalim, he says, Lo chashivi kol kach, lo hoi makpinim b'derech psichoso, yesh lodin hakol k'derech shimush. It's all considered to be derech shimush. Derech shimush is permissible. And then he says the following. It's even more far-reaching. Look what he writes. Yisod Zeh is even more clear what he wrote in Melechas Kosher Simen Dalet. And I'm going to read you now since he refers you to Melechas Kosher Simen Dalet. It's Sivkot and Gimel. You can look it up yourself later on. Here on page Ayin Aleph. He wants to know what's the nature of the din of Eino Shel Kayama Klal. Listen very carefully to the words. It's very important. He says as follows. He says, listen carefully. Toli b'to'eles hakshira v'derech shimusho. T'keshe shemata rosso v'derech shimusho l'chibur b'l'vad. That's a malach. Keshe kayom. V'keshe she'ikor asiyoso l'shamesh ke'ein mino, like a lak. Pomem nitzroch lo pesach sog, or pomem nitzroch pesach pasuach. Ain't a bechlal kesher. She ain't a kesher yitziras chibur el meshamesh lo kekli shimush. V'chiluket hashmishim elu hey makovim sugu mahus a kesher. Rabosai, that's the fundamental distinction. His osnef tog l'skar kol yom mutl lechatchila. You know why? Not because of a 24-hour arbitrary rule. No, dechlal bechlal chiburu klal. Elachoshim k'maase shimush, da shimush mafkiyem imen Hashem malacha. Wow, he's taking this yisod of shimush, which we keep emphasizing. That's the whole yisod of the head of 24 hours, because we're going to label it as shimush. Wow, this is a very, very big kiddush. If that's the case, we can understand over here what he said over here in Sivkot Lamed Tlavkesh Lekayama Shulahat Tamanos. He didn't mean it in 24 hours. No. He means that's the nature of the usage. It's considered to be in the category of shimush. Wow. This is very, very important. Very, very important. Halacha l'maisa. It's very important. Oh. Now, in order to understand all this, Rabosai, we have to go a little further and see. Perhaps the Rishonim meant the same thing as well. We already saw the Mordechai in Tuf Nun Zayin. Now, we see the Rav Yoh that it all comes from. The Rav Yoh, Rabosai, is very important. Sifri Halacha Rishon. Where's Rav Yoh? The Rish? Thank you. You okay now? Something there?
Should be.
Okay. Is it there?
Not yet, but I think it's
It looks like it's
from up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where is it? It's coming out. Okay. Siman Resh Vav, Rabosai. This is a very, very important Rav Yoh. It's important that we see the words inside, and there are typos in the Rav Yoh. I brought my beautiful new edition. My guess is the new edition of Rav Yoh will have corrections to the edition which is Bar Ilan. That's my prediction. I don't think they have this one on their, they probably preceded this. This is printed in Tavshin Samach Hei. It's already now 8 or 9 years ago. But this probably precedes. It's done by Rabbi Dablitsky, who's obviously a tremendous Talmud Chacham, his father's from the Gedolei Hador of Sarai Dablitsky, from Bnei Brak. And he has here, in Siman Reish Vav, significant emendations, which will come up as we go. Okay, Rabbi, so let's take a look in the Rav Yoh. Watch this. We have to see the Gemara for it. First, turn to the open the Gemara Memches. Memches, we'll see important issues. So we're going to try to read the Gemara Memches. Betchila Vatsof. Memches. He starts off here with the Gemara Memches. Rav Chista. Two dots, two thirds down the page. Rav Chista Shore La'aduri Udro Lebe Sadra. What does that mean, Rashi? There's certain soft, it could be made from cotton, whatever it is. It fell out of the pillow. Put it back in. How can that be? You see, you know how to put the soft material into the pillow. Lokasha. Habachadati, habayatiki. Rashi. Bechadati, shlohoya meolam latocho. Also, the hashta overlay mon. It's called metak and mon, which is makabapatish. Batiki, lachziro, lakar, ze, shalof mimenu. So, makabapatish means you took a non clay, made it into a clay. Here already was a clay. It fell out, just restore it to its chayash, made it together. Not go magav a patch, okay? Ad kan the gemara, right? Tanya nami hochi and nosin es hamuchin lo lasoch hakalo lo hakesis beyond the mitzvah of tzalon b'shabbes. Noshu magzir nosin b'shabbes and tzalon beyond. Fine. Ad kan the first gemara. Second gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rava boser beisat tzavah b'shabbes chayav chatos. But by any shalom, we saw a minute ago. Now what? Rashi. The hash, the last line, Kamashu Leimona, V'chayavish HaMakba Patish, and Gemara Melacha. Everything I told you, Rabbi Osai. I asked somebody to mention about making a raincoat. Did I hear that story? I thought I mentioned to you. Okay, I was raining on Shabbos. The guy said, I want to take a big garbage bag, put it over and make a hole in it, and then have a raincoat. I said, it's a Shabbos Daraisa. It'd be Chayav Chatas. No? Seems to me it's a Gemara. Okay, Maskel the Rav Kana. Here's a famous Gemara. Ma bein zu lemgufas chavis. Rashi, the Tanya Perek Machavish Nishbro. Maybe other mitchavis umatis es rosha b'sayef umanichel lefnei orchem. You can cut off the top of the barrel. What's the difference between making a hole in a cloth or making a hole in the top of a barrel? Omer leRava zechibur v'zeino chibur. End of the sugya. Zechibur, zeino chibur. What does that mean? It's like Rashi. Megufa eino menachovis atzmo. The afal pishet vukabo eino chashib chibur. Surely not the lamedes. I will have beged shenereg kulo chibur. Therefore, when the bereg is nereg rabosai, and you make a hole in it, it's makab a patish. When you take off the top of the barrel, no. The barrel was a kli. Now you covered it up. Still a kli. That cover is not considered to be a chibur. This is Rashi's shot. Yes?
Would we consider it like, by the chalukah, right, the posef v'sitzavar, that I guess makes sense that it's makor patish.
Right.
But by a garbage bag, would we consider that makor something? Like, it's not...
You know, people can keep this thing for a long time. Mm-hmm. You're saying he's going to throw it out as soon as he gets home? That's what you're saying.
Also, like, the garbage bag itself is already...
Very good question. Very good question. Excellent question. Do we say something is a makah bepadish if it was a kli beforehand? Let me ask you a question. This garment, let's say I have my tzitzis, just give an example. So they made a tzitzis in the factory, a full piece, and then they punched the holes so I could put my head in. What was that whole material, a perfect rectangle, complete rectangle, also one big rectangle. Is that a kli or not a kli? So then you see it. You can't be right, because it's also a kli before you punch the hole in it or separate them in. The pashtus.
Even if the kli, even if that garment is a kli, does that have to do with the intent of how it's supposed to be?
Perhaps.
The intent of the nigmar malafta, something like
this. Obviously.
What Rashi says by the barrel. The barrel has the hole in it.
Yeah, but the barrel was a full barrel, and it didn't lose its shape clean when you put the plug on top of it. It's just a separate entity. But Kitzur, you're asking a good question. I really think it's an excellent question. Are you chayv and makah bepadish if you transform one kind of clean into another? This is a very, very, very significant question. It's to do with opening bottle caps, which we're going to get to after Yontif. I just can't do anything in one day. Forgive me. Very significant. Beitza, I have certain leniency which not everyone agrees to. But I'm sensitive to your question. Very sensitive. Let's see Tosfos. There's one Tosfos on the bottom. Ho b'chad yo b'atiki. Omeri, shem nitku chutei asarvel in manek av rocha v'yochol achnisam b'leo torach shori. Came in atiki. A string fell out of a garment, and the string is used to pull it tight, put it back in again. You should put it away. You're not afraid he's going to do some kind of a yikshav yitka. That's what it says on the side. He's going to tie a knot. That's not allowed. Okay, but if he's not going to tie a knot, then it's okay. Fine. Ad kan rabosai. First tosis. Second tosis. Right. Final tosis for our purposes. Chima bezel mgubas achavis. Pirsh bekuntris. Tanya Kamam Perek Chavis, Rashbag Omer, Mestiza, Messiah, and Menichel of Neorochim. And there are the Ri. Tim Kain, my Mishani, Zachibur, Zaino Chibur. Hosom Nami Chibur. The Rashbag Shori Lahat is I feel a Gufa Chavis, Imamagufa. Kid the Mukha Hosom, the boy, my name of Sheshis, Malamiris, Chavita, the Burtia. Omer, the Pascal, Piscal, Machab, and the Osu. Uporok Maho, the Shori Rashbag Lahat, as Rosh, Messiah, and Mishani, Hosom Vale, and Yafaka Machabin. Alhochi ilan yafa kamachav and liptachay mifta. Period. For the osir b'mivres with the hand of a gufa chavis. The chavit chavis gufa mashma. So the Rashi's wrong. Rashi implies that you're only permitted to take the plug, if you will. I'm looking for a better word. The cover. The cover that plugs up the top of the barrel. That's incorrect, says Tosis. You can even slice off the entire top of the barrel itself. Not just the cover. Quote the Rashi, but that's zechibur. Oh, the Mimagufa Shari, the Tanan Mimas Nisan, Enoch Mimagufa Shachavas, the Rabbi Udebacham Matir. Mash of the Shari Rashbag, I feel the Mimagufa Chavis, the land Yafa Kamachavain, the Ochi Havala Shnuye Bishmaitim, Hokal the Pisla Machavain, also the land Yafa Machavain, Wardly that Territz, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, the opposite of Rashi, Lachain Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Chima Ben Zel and the Kivas Mimagufa Chavis, the Tanan, same daf. Ain nokvin megufa aschavis the Rabbi Yuda, Chachamim Matirin wants to know why do we say Chachamim Matirin to make a hole Rabosai in the barrel cover itself, not just to remove the cover, to make a hole in the cover, to make a hole in the cover itself. Oh, in Tomar. Awesome, Chuliyamal, Machayev, Chadas, Gedamba, Hosom, the Gemara, the Vartorah, called Pesach, and also the Hakas of the Hotzi, and the Pesach. Abel Hocha, Pesach, Mesat Saber, also the Hakas of the Hotzi, Im Kain, my Kashale, he writes Mochomer, Pesh Lomar, Tochi Porach, Kame, and the Machayev is Chadas, with Poseach, Mesat Saber, Shim the also the Hakas of the Hotzi, Im Kain, what Samach? Im Kain, they don't have the word Nami, Im Kain, Gabi Magufa, Im osi lahachas lahotzi chayav chatas the kachash tanami shein osi lahotzi Hoyo lesa medirabanan. This also medirabanan. Umishani zechibur zenechibur. Shamagufa eina minachavis. Vafilu moya osu nekavu shamagufa lahakas lahotzi. Lahoya chayav chadas chenshar rabanan. That's his pshat. Not exactly the same as this one. The Mordechai. A pshat we'll see soon. If you have a chance, the other pshat, which is hopefully be in the Rabbi. I just want to give you a background. Just went through it quickly. Let's see the Rabbi. Abba Mori. Who's Abba Mori? Who's his father, no? Rabbeinu Yoel. We know he's Rabbeinu Yoel as a maker, right? In the Mordechai. Here's a machmir. What's the case over here? But Mektoren, Shvitzuas Mektoren, Shnishvitu, fell out. You put it back. That's what Tosfos said. The bottom of Mem Chesem and Aleph. As long as you're not going to tie it. Abba Mori said it's Usur. Because they arrived from Kilayim. All places. Kilayim. Okay? So he wants to say it should be a problem here as well. Oh. Now. Skipping a little bit because it's time crunch here. Watch this. So it fell out. You can put it back. You not put it back. He says, watch this. In Bolahadek Shnei Dvorim Yachad, Rav Maktoran Shetikuna Bahochi, Shama Mol Shiachnes Shnei Roshim Bitzad Echad, Im Lo Yahadek Shalafonov, Im Shalachrov, Afilu Im Yachnes Yeretzuos B'Shnei Roshim Lefonel Lachreo, Eino Chibur. He quotes the Gemara, Kla Godol, Hatofa Shnei Tfir is a Porach Olo Kaima, Pirish, Shrei Shtei Chatichos Beged Heim, V'chol Echad Nimshach Mechavero, U'mishanik Shekoshem Pirish, I feel the Bishkeshen Shakayama. Oh, remember that discussion? The Bedavakal, Mamed Atfiris. That's why it's Yechayim only Mishim Tov and not Mishim Koshim. Yim Ksharim Kesh Shakayama, Mechayim Shtayim. Okay. Bedavka Betofer Shtay Tfiris and the Bechadati. Avul Nishmetu, Haino Atiki, Bishari Lahachzira, Uchidatanya, Matir Beis Atzavra, Bishabas Avalopos, and Bechule. Here's the word. The idea of tefillah is you make the two things into one. They're now one unit. You sew the jacket. It's one unit. So if you have a button, halacha lemaisa, if your button gets loose and you pull tight and you pull it in, you can be chayim midaraisa, chas v'shalom. Because it's meant to be one thing. That's the gemara of ayin hay. Take a look. Close gemara of ayin hay. I'm an aleph. Moseach. Take a look. Over say it's a gemara. Line 3. Hamoteach chut shel tefira b'shabbos chayev chatas. Rashi. Line 3. Beged ha-tofer v'omer. It's a full garment. V'hiniach ha-chut oruch v'nisparadu shtei ha-chatiros ha-beged zu-mizu. B'mitzah. They started to pull apart. V'chut ha-tefira sh'nimshoch en moseach as roshay ha-chut l'hadig l'chaba zu-i tefira so v'chayev. Let's see something starts falling apart over here. I don't know what. I guess an example. Watch on my shirt. If this piece will start falling apart from this piece, right now it's a seam. It starts falling apart, and I pull it together, I'm chayav chatas. That's tofer. It's meant to be there permanently. That's supposed to take it on and off and on. It's supposed to be there for good. That's the definition of tofer, a bosai. Watch this. Ma'ashegim v'miktorin v'minu shalonu sh'mahat l'fi shah. What do you mean l'fi shah? We're not discussing 24 hours, 48 hours. It's supposed to be taken on and off, on and off, on and off. That's the whole point. It's the see clerk. The word l'fisha doesn't mean on the clock. It means in contrast to Leos Kol Shoa Mehudekas, which means permanently, forever. That's exactly what the point of the Rav Yo is. Such an important point. Such an important point. Oh, Rabosai. There's a footnote here by Rabbi Dublitsky. Listen very carefully. He has a bombshell kasha, and he has no answer. Watch this. He's talking over here by Mashenge Mimiktah. I just read it. Mashenge Mimiktah in the middle of Shalom of Shakal Lefisho. On that word, he has the following. The Iker Tam Lefisho. Fine. Earlier, however, the Rav Yoh himself said it's because it's Atiki and Shtei Tfiros is Chanati. Right? Isn't that what he said earlier? Where is it? He quoted our Gemara. Atiki. Oh, well, where are we now? Help me out. Here it is. I'm trying to find a tiki in Chanukah. Where is it? My eyes are not scanning well. Rabbi Osai, can you help me find it? First line? Hani Yudha Tiki. Hani Yudha Tiki. No. And he continues to say that as a source based on Atiki V'Chanati. He asks the following question. Sarach Bir is initial explanation. Ma mahani kanatiki. Hari ahet the datiki never be gemara sham. Lahav is a muchin shenoflum in akar. The batiki lo have a tikun mana. As Rashi said. Not discussing tofer. If you're worried about tofer, ma mahani atiki. He doesn't understand. What are you going to do? I toisis, the bottom toisis. No. They're talking about where the kavim rechavim, there's no tofer, and no tikkun malka de batiki. In other words, the implication of the beginning of the Rav Yoh is that atiki is going to solve the tofer problem. How can it be? I mean, I'm giving you the following shot in the Rav Yoh. What we said, we keep saying over and over and over again. The nature of the heter is, it's called shimush and not melacha. But in order to qualify for the heter of shimush and not melacha, it must be atiki. Because the first time you do it, it's called a malacha. I'll give you an example. We said opening and closing the door is no problem, right? Shimush. Let me ask you a question. You have they built this building 3 years ago, whatever it was, and they put the door on for the first time. What do you say? That's mutter because it's shimush? What do you say, yes or no? Chas v'sholem. Bon egomur. That's what the Rav Yoh is saying. The heter is taka, the heter at the end. It's lefisho. But you have to, in addition, you also have to have the atiki concept. Because if it's not atiki, it's for the first time, we're not going to label it. Sure, it's meant for use. But the first time you put it in place for all the subsequent uses, that would be called tofer. The second time, when you put it in, it's called atiki. It's no longer charity. And now you can then rely upon the main heter at the end, which he explains by Richus, it's not meant to be all the time, it's meant to be used back and forth, Lefisho. I was Emes Lamita. That's the Pshat. The first time you sewed it together is considered to be Tofer, even though you plan to do it, undo it, do it, undo it, do it, do it, undo it. And therefore, that's the Pshat on both sides. This is the Pshat. I'm out of time. Later tomorrow, I want to show you, we'll get more in the Rav Yoh, and show you in Agos Vorach, and they quote some of the of his citation, we'll try to figure it out together.